Oh. This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfort Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season, to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Hi folks, this is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does. But I'm not an expert, but I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in the studio by our guest, who is Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition Executive Director Laura Archibald. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. I thought I'd see you at the fair, but it was a busy week.
You were out of town, and I was a little under the weather, and I was here, and our paths didn't cross. So.
I know.
That's a little unusual.
It is, very.
So what's going on in the world of healthy communities?
Oh, things are going well. The fair was a really busy week for us. Of course, it was a smoke-free fair. I think that went great. We don't do enforcement of that, but certainly it's advertised as such, and the signs are up so that people know. And I think most people comply with that. Of course, you always have those few that don't, but most people comply with it. Makes a safer, healthier environment for all the kids that go to the fair. So I thought it was a good fair week and no disasters, and that's always a good thing.
Also, you guys have got a trail walk coming up here on the 28th, which we were talking about a little bit in the first half hour, but it's something you guys are definitely going to promote, aren't you?
Yeah, we have a nature trail walk on July 28th at 8 a.m. at Camp Column. We have a naturalist, Jeff Swackhammer, who's going to guide that. It's a one-mile moderate trail walk, but we will be doing it at a slow pace for those who are beginning walkers. And we will do that at a slow pace because he's going to be pointing out a lot of things in nature that sometimes we overlook and things that are specific to Camp Column. Camp Column has a great trail system that I think is greatly underutilized in our community. Camp Column is an amazing place for the people who live in Clinton County who have never been there. I strongly encourage them to come out on the 28th. And this will be a guided tour, 1 mile trail, and then also be pointing out the other trails that are available out of Camp Column for hiking.
Now, what are the hours you're going to do that in?
It starts at 8 a.m. I really think that we will be done by 9. Unless people really want to go slow and see, you know, different things. Jeff's very open to it taking as long as we need it to. So, and then people are welcome to stay and explore the other trails. Though that part would be unguided, but they're certainly welcome to stay, and do other trails at Camp Column that day.
Of course, that'll be the second day of the hot dog festival though, too.
It will. And we always know that's a busy thing, but it's 8 a.m. in the morning, so nice and early, and it's nice and shady because we'll be out in the woods. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw the release, it says bring your binoculars. Like, oh, we're going to do some bird watching or what?
He said to bring them. He said there are all kinds of things that we might be able to see out there, especially that time of day and on the particular trail that we're walking on.
Okay.
So,
right. Also, I know you guys are very much into the Narcan training, and I know that's something, you know, you've done a lot with. And I guess you got a couple more training things coming up, don't you?
We do. We had one last week, and we have a couple more coming up here. We have one on Tuesday, July 31st at 6 p.m. It's the first one that we're sponsoring in one of our small towns. It will be in Kirkland at the fire department. This event is open to the general public. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. What we do is register you, and you take the training, and then you go home with a free Narcan kit. You know, those are about $75 if they're bought over the counter. You can buy them over the counter without a prescription, but they're about $75. So if there's anybody in the community that would like to have one, they can come to this free training, get a free kit, and be able to have that life-saving measure in their hands.
Now, you said this is the first one. It'll be the second one you've done.
We did one last week in conjunction with the fair at the EMS building.
Okay.
Then we have this one July 31st at the Kirkland Fire Department. Then we have one scheduled for September 4th at the Colfax Fire Department at 6 p.m.
Now, I remember when Rodney and I talked, you guys were talking about making sure you could get at least one in every small community in this county. Have you gotten that accomplished yet?
We do. Greg with the EMAS has worked very hard to get those in the small fire departments. That is only getting a kit or two to each vehicle that they have, and we really want to get these in the hands of other people, whether those be the volunteers that work with those fire departments or anyone that lives in those communities. We want you to come out, get the training, and have this life-saving measure in your car, in your hand, in your purse, you know, wherever that your home, if that's the place that you need it. You know, like I said, if you don't use it, that's fine. But if you'll be awfully sorry that you didn't have it if you need it. So
is this training becoming more and more accepted in your guys' eyes? I mean, do you think the people are accepting what they need to do with this and are starting to come out more and more for this?
I think there is greater support for it. There are always going to be naysayers. And you know, you see it on social media. Well, at least I hear that. I'm not a social media person, but you know, hear that on social media every time there's an overdose call. You know, you hear the naysayers saying, oh, well, you know, if they don't Narcan them, then, you know, that's another loser gone. And, you know, it'll put an end to this problem eventually. And that's just not true. It isn't going to put an end to the problem, because the truth is addiction keeps growing and growing, and we have more and more people addicted to opiates all the time. And, you know, every life save is another chance, and that's what we need to remember. And everybody who overdoses is someone's son or daughter or mother or father or brother or sister or friend. You know, that person matters to somebody, and saving those lives is vital, and it gives those people another chance at life.
You know, a lot of the time, I think you and I have talked about this, is that, you know, this is also being tied to mental health too, which is a big problem. And it's sort of, and opioid abuse and mental health is kind of tied to the same thing, aren't they?
Absolutely. So many people who become addicted to opioids, it's self-medicating mental illness. Unfortunately, there's still huge stigma attached to mental health, and people don't seek treatment. They would rather, you know, turn to illicit drugs and things to make them feel better, when really what they probably need is therapy and addressing the issue and learning coping mechanisms and all of those things. But unfortunately, there's such a stigma still attached to that, unfortunately, that people are still self-medicating.
Is it getting any better yet, the mental health stigma, or is that still as potent as what it always has been?
I think it's slightly better, but I still think it's a huge obstacle. I think it's a huge barrier. I do think, unfortunately, the increasing suicide rates, especially among our teens, is opening people's eyes. And I do think that the stigma is getting better, but we still have a very long way to go.
You know, and you brought up exactly what I was hoping you'd bring up. You're talking about the teens because you guys have focused an awful lot on teen suicide, teen pregnancy, and teen smoking. Are you making the headway that you want to make? And if not, and if you're not making it, where do you want to try and keep improving that at?
I would say in teen pregnancy, obviously, we've had huge improvements. The live teen birth rate in our county went from 46.2 to 24.6, almost in half. I mean, that is phenomenal. Obviously, we want that number to be zero.
Mm-hmm.
So have we made huge strides? Absolutely. Is there more work to be done? There sure is. And the good news on that front is it does look like that funding is going to continue for the next couple of years. We will know that for sure in August. So we're kind of on hold on that, but still working diligently to keep those programs going in the schools because obviously they're working. With teen tobacco rates, the teen tobacco rate for cigarettes and smokeless tobacco is better, but unfortunately kids are doing e-cigarettes, vaping, Juul, all of that more. And honestly, the tobacco industries are getting super smart. We found out about a hoodie the other day that is now on the market where it's hooked up and they suck on what looks like the string of the hood, and it's actually vaping. So a kid could be sitting in class in what you think is a regular sweatshirt, and they're actually vaping on the strings attached to the sweatshirt. So, you know, the tobacco companies are slick, and they are getting this out there, and especially to teens, more and more and more. I mean, why would you have a vaping sweatshirt if you weren't trying to promote people doing it on the sly, you know?
True.
So they're getting very innovative, and we just have to keep attacking at that point, and we have to keep educating, and that's one of the things that we work really hard on, and trying to pass these smoke-free air laws so that people are protected from this. You know, there's no long-term research done on the effects of secondhand and third-hand vaping, and you know, it's a dangerous thing. It's a gamble. And I think we need to be protecting other people besides the people that are using.
What can you guys do, or what are you going to try and do to help teens understand that vaping is not good?
We do a lot of education. We do Red Ribbon Week, Great American Smokeout, Kick Butts Day, all these projects, even starting at the elementary level. We have the set of inflatable lungs that are actually swine lungs, but it shows a healthy lung and a diseased lung. Those things speak volumes to children. We've had kids that saw those 10 years ago come up to us and say, oh, I remember seeing that at school, and I decided that day I'm never smoking, and I have never smoked. And those things are impactful for youth. And so we continue to do education at events and in the schools, and trying to get not just do those events, but getting the youth involved in those movements.
I want to backtrack for a second. We're talking about Narcan for a minute. And I've been through this, so I know exactly what you're talking about as far as the training is concerned. How are we supposed to get notified if those kits run out? Or you're still going to notify us if we need to get a new kit?
Absolutely. If your kit expires, we will notify you and provide you with a new one. None of the kits that we have distributed have expired at this point. So,
okay.
But we do track that.
Should we just bring the kit into you guys, or how are we going to handle that when the time comes around?
Yep. When the time comes around, when those expire, then you'll bring those either to the health department or to Healthy Communities, and we will replace it free of cost, and you do not have to go through the training again.
I was going to say, I hope it's not like you're going to have to go to a drop-off where you drop off your drugs, you know, that you're out of date or whatever.
So. Nope, we make it way easy. Yeah,
okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Are you guys getting the smoking results that you wanted to get as far as the curbing from the not only the teens and the younger adults, but also the adults? Are you getting the results that you want?
No, it's something we're really struggling with because of the vaping and the e-cigarettes. You know, people think that those are not smoking and not using nicotine, but unfortunately, in most cases, it is still using nicotine, and that's still a very addictive substance that's harmful. So, you know, the cigarette companies have just progressed and changed what they are doing, and we have to keep up with that and keep on it and educate people that vaping is using nicotine in 90% of the cases, and that they're not FDA regulated. So even if it says nicotine free, it doesn't mean they're nicotine free.
What are the main effects that people will see if they continue to vape for a long period of time?
The exact same effects that smoking has.
Okay.
Lung disease, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, all of those things. It's the exact same risk factors because it's nicotine. It's just in a different form.
So that's going to be one of your big goals, I take it, is to get that across to people and say, hey, let's curb this a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. It's become somewhat socially acceptable, and so we need to educate people. And the other thing is people speaking up and knowing that the secondhand and third-hand smoke of those products hasn't been studied.
Has the chewing tobacco and then the canned tobacco and all that? So I can't think what it, you know. Has that been helping? Is that going down in your guys?
Smokeless tobacco rates are going down. Unfortunately, we live in a rural area and an ag area, and so our use is still higher than the national average in that category. But those overall nationally, those rates are decreasing.
Okay. I need to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with the Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
One place it makes no sense to shortcut or put off is putting a quality roof over your head. That's what Welty has been doing since 1937.
Hi, Ryan Welty here. You can count on us to take care of you with honest advice, excellent materials, and quality construction backed up with our Welty promise. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Don't forget about Welty's 50-year metal roof, too. Serving Central Indiana from 1-800-466-7231.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with the Clinton County Daily News.com. Our in-studio guest is Laura Archibald, the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. Laura, we've been talking off the air, and let's just forward, just finished up. You went to D.C. last week for a couple of days, so talk a little bit about what you learned and what you brought back.
I did. I am a board member of AHEC, which is Area Health Education Centers, and I went with them to D.C. for 5 days last week. It was very educational. It's about all the programs that they are working on. A lot of it is focused on getting providers to rural areas like us, and they know there's a huge shortage. So putting those students in rural areas to work, hopefully instill a love of rural medicine in them so that they come back to those areas. AHEC does a wonderful job of placing students with physicians and providers in rural areas, providing them housing, providing them programming, so that hopefully they realize what disparities we face as a rural area and hopefully get them have a love for it and come back and serve in those areas. You know, there's a lot of things that they help train students on. And when I say students, these are mostly nurse practitioner, physician assistants, and physicians. But they also do things such as CNA training, things like that also. But these providers, they want them trained on things like keeping up with the new trends. You know, they want them to have the latest information on how to prescribe opioids in a safe manner, the, you know, how to ask questions, not just ask kids, do you smoke? Because kids will say no. But if you say, do you vape, you're going to get a different answer a lot of times. So keeping these students educated and on the cutting edge of what the trends are in healthcare.
How big a deal when you go on something like this? How big a deal is that for you guys to go ahead and do it? How much do you really get out of it? It sounds like you got quite a little bit out of it.
Yeah, it's I've been to 3 conferences in 3 weeks, and every single one of them has had different things that we've learned. You know, it's nice to not reinvent the wheel, to take ideas that have worked in other communities and put them into action in your community. There are a lot of brilliant minds out there doing a lot of great things, and sharing that information is valuable. I went to the school health conference 3 weeks ago now, and I was a presenter there 2 days, and I also went to a lot of breakout sessions and learned a lot of great things that people are doing and some things that we could improve on in our community. Then the next week, I went to the rural health conference. That was my first time to go to that. That was very eye-opening, and getting to see what they're doing to bring providers to our area, to take the providers we have and cross-train them to be doing more than one thing. And that's something that we're going to try to bring to our area that we haven't been doing. And then last week in D.C., seeing the efforts that are being made with students to ensure that we have enough providers in rural areas, and also that these students, when they hit the ground coming out of school, that they're knowing the trends and they are on top of all of the new issues that we're facing.
Are we making any strides, in your opinion, on advances in rural getting help to rural areas like that?
I think that there is more funding for it. The recruitment of providers is where we still are not doing an adequate job. There has to be a reason for people to come to want and practice in these areas. And so that's, I think, what the struggle is and where they're at now. I think funding for programming is much better. Things that we do, like at Healthy Communities, the health department, things like that. I think that funding is better. And so we're getting these programs and we're getting healthcare to the rural areas, but really not directly through provider services.
Okay, you guys have got some specific events coming up here in the next month or so. Let's talk about the blood drive first.
Yes, on August 3rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be a blood drive at IU Frankfort Hospital. You can call Libby Smith at Healthy Communities at 659-6063 to schedule an appointment, or you can do a walk-in between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m.
And then also you got some water and sun safety coming up at the pool.
We are. We have several days and times that we're going to be at the pool giving away free sunscreen and information on water and sun safety. Originally, that had been planned for the grand opening of the pool, but because of the repairs and all of that, there wasn't really a grand opening. It just kind of opened.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to kind of play catch up and get out there. And we were able to give a lot of free sunscreen out at the fair last week also, and making sure that we're getting our children and adults, you know, protection from the sun. And also we want to talk to those families about water safety. You know, Indiana's hot, especially in July and August. Yeah. And we all like to be in the pools and lakes and things like that. But there's a safe and safe way to do that, and we want to talk to the families about that, provide them with things that they need to make sure that happens.
Now, this is the first time you've done this, or have you done this before?
Nope, this is our first time doing this. This is our child injury prevention grant that we just got a year ago in the fall. So this is our first year to be partnering with a pool and doing those things. So it was one of the areas when we wrote the grant that we saw that we weren't doing in our community. So we wrote that into the grant.
And also, you got a smoke-free air meeting coming up, too.
We do. On Wednesday, August 25th at 10 a.m. at the Healthy Communities office. We're located right behind the hospital on the corner of Oak and White. We are having a smoke-free air team meeting. Anyone in the public is welcome to come to this meeting. And really what we're doing is gauging where our community is in regards to smoke-free air policies. You know, the fair, it was a huge first step. You know, we do have many smoke-free events. The movies at the park are family events, so those are smoke-free events. Thursday Thunder is a smoke-free event with Frankfort Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce. So we need to see, you know, where is this community at? Let's gauge it and see where we're ready to proceed and pursue some smoke-free air policies. You know, we're thinking about pursuing with parks. You know, those are areas where children are, and that's where, you know, we want to protect those kids from secondhand smoke. So we just really want to have these meetings. They're open to the public so that we can see what the opinions of the public are and where people think we are in terms of readiness to pursue smoke-free air policy.
When you have meetings like this, how much pushback do you get from those who do smoke?
Very little, actually. Very little. Most people who smoke are in agreement that they shouldn't be putting other people's health at risk. You do have those rogue people who say smoking isn't dangerous and, you know, it's not hurting me, it's not hurting anybody. But most people know the scientific facts. And most people, even if they are smokers, I mean, they don't want to harm other people. Most people who smoke don't want to be smoking. They know it's dangerous. They know they want to quit. But it's a very, very addictive thing. And it's a hard thing to quit. So, you know, we have our programs to help people with that. But even people who smoke, for the most part, know they don't want to be exposing other people to second and third hand smoke.
And I think I don't know if I brought up with you or with Kathy or whatever. The thing of it is, you know, second and third hand smoke is becoming more and more dangerous. But also it also affects your pets.
Oh, absolutely. It does affect your pets. It affects anybody or anything that's living that is touching those surfaces or exposed to secondhand smoke. I mean, you know, think about it. Did you ever hear about dogs getting cancer? You didn't, but you hear about it all the time now. And, you know, things with dogs, it's kind of like babies. They put everything in their mouth. And so if they're in a house that people smoke and that third-hand smoke settles on surfaces and those dogs lick those surfaces, they are licking nicotine and getting it into their system, and that's a stimulant. And some of those, especially small dogs, can't take that stimulant to their heart.
Have the bike routes and the walking routes that you guys get out there, have they done what you wanted to, and where are we at on all that right now?
I know the biking routes are getting used. It's really actually very funny. I have stopped a couple people who are riding and asked them, are you following the route because you're on it, or is it just a coincidence? And I had a family out by Clinton Prairie that I talked to the other day, and they were riding the route. And then I know I use the one out by Kirkland myself, and other people do. I come along other bikers who use it also. And the nice thing about those routes is you can alter them a road or two to make them a little longer, a little shorter. You know, if you know your county road system, if you, instead of it goes to 1100, but if, like, I cut it a mile short because I live on 1000, so I use 1000. And if I want it a little longer, I go on to 1200. So people who are familiar with those areas and using those trails can modify them just enough that they are getting the exact mileage that they want.
How's your community gardens coming?
It is awesome. We are doing such great things and feeding so many people. The Clinton Central FFA came out yesterday and worked all evening. And we have fresh produce in the office today. So if anyone is wanting, I know we have zucchinis, green peppers. I saw some radishes. I saw lots of tomatoes. So anybody who's interested, come over to the office today. We'll get those cleaned up this morning and washed. And you're more than welcome to come get those. Or you can go out to the community garden. And that was one of the great things yesterday when Amy and the FFA got out there. There was some people out there from the neighborhood collecting produce and using it. And that's exactly what that's for. We were able to give out a lot of produce to families in need at the fair last week. So it's going really well. I mean, it's a big garden. It's a lot to keep up with. We're still looking for organizations who want to help us in August. We're through July. We have people coming, but in August and September, that volunteer base has fallen down because of school starting. So if there are any organizations that would be interested in coming out and helping, that would be great. We had health care education and training from Indianapolis came last week and came out and worked several hours in the garden. So people from Indianapolis coming to help our community, I thought that was really neat.
Now you have what, one here at the Boys and Girls Club here in town?
Yes, it's at the Boys and Girls Club in town, and that's our pilot project, and trust me, we have learned a lot. We have made a lot of mistakes, and we have learned a lot. I know, do not plant zucchini next to tomatoes, but, you know, this was a pilot project, and we're going to have those learning curves, and, you know, we've had to restake up some tomatoes and things like that, but overall, it's going really, really well. And the United Way was the place that gave us the money to do that community garden. So make sure you tell them thank you if you see anybody from their organization. It's really serving a lot of people, and we're really proud of it. It's went much better than we anticipated.
And also I don't think you're going to maybe do it yet this year, but I know the goal is to get those community gardens out into the public, out of the county areas here.
Yeah, we really wanted to do it this year. Just one garden, learn the ropes, which I'm glad we did, because it's been very difficult to keep up with. It's been, we have learned some definite lessons. I will not tell you we have not. And things that we've planted that aren't popular, people don't know how to cook, they don't like, other things that we probably could have planted more of. So just learning those things before we start talking to the small communities about starting a garden. So it's been a really interesting process and a very learning process, but it's going really well, and we have served a lot of families.
Okay, anything else you want to talk about before I let you go?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, Laura Archibald, the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. It's always a great pleasure to have you in here, and always informational, so thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. It's going to wrap it up for today. Our sponsors have been Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.